helping students and healthcare professionals not just survive, but thrive with a purpose. This is the CMDA Student Pulse Podcast with your host, Bill Reichart, National Director of CMDA Campus Ministries.
Well, welcome to another episode of CMDA Student Pulse Podcast. I'm Bill Reichart, National Director for our Campus and Community Ministries here at CMDA. And with me is Alexis Antonucci. Welcome, Alexis.
Hi, yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Glad you're a part of this conversation. And we're going to have the opportunity to talk about missions, but not in maybe the traditional sense. So many students get, you know, they have the opportunity to take part in short-term mission opportunities, and those are very valuable. We have GHO, Global Health Outreach, and other types of opportunities. But what you did, Alexis, is a little bit unique and different. And I think I'm hoping that what we're able to talk about today will expand students' vision for the kinds of things that can be done, the opportunities that are before them. So before we dive in, before we get involved in all the details and what I just teed up, let me give a little bio. Let people know a little bit about you. You are a fourth year medical student at VCU. You took a kind of a year between your third and fourth to do a master's of international health. And I think it's by doing that gave you an opportunity to do the things that we're about to discuss. Mm-hmm. You've been doing some of that, some of the mission work with MEI, Medical Education International, as well as InMed. And we're going to have a chance to talk about that as well. So let's dive in. Let's talk. But actually, let's back up. Let's not go to the present. Let's go to the past a little bit. Love to hear your story, your journey, because everybody gets into medicine a little differently. First of all, how did you come to faith in Christ? Because that is certainly a big part of what we're discussing, is not just missions, but Christian missions, being able to share the love of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Christ. But how did you interact first with the gospel? When did that happen for you, Alexis?
Yeah, so I grew up, my mom is like a strong Christian, and she always put me in like a Christian elementary school, middle, high school. And so through her, I think I was able to find Christ. I would say it wasn't until college really that I became, and it was like a personal relationship. Yeah. I think during my first year of college, my faith had never, I feel like, been truly my own, where like I sought it out. And I think in college, I realized that like nothing else can satisfy, like nothing in this world will ever satisfy you except for Jesus Christ. It was kind of just my first year of college where I came, first year into second year, that transformation really happened. And so, yeah, I think that is kind of my journey. So kind of grew up in the church and then really solidified my faith in college.
Well, then what about medicine?
Yeah. I
was going to ask, do you have family members, others in medicine? Because a lot of times that's a catalyst.
Yeah. So actually my mom, being so awesome, would take us on medical mission trips. She is not in medicine, but she's Hispanic. So we would, and she's Ecuadorian. And so we would go to Ecuador we went three times, and I would go and translate for like nurses or like the medical assistants in the front. And so that's kind of how I got into medicine. It was about like seventh grade. And then we went like seventh, eighth, and ninth. And so it kind of all started with missions as well. So yeah.
Going on missions, medical missions, got you excited about this idea that you yourself could then be a physician, that you could, you know, you were going as a participant, probably helping out in some non-medical ways, but now you get the chance to go back and actually bring that healing care and that work. In some of the opportunities that you had a chance to do this past year.
Yeah.
So you get to VCU. Now, how do you find a CMDA there as well? I mean, that's a big part of the story too, connecting you with Dr. Scott Armistead, who is the director there in VCU with CMDA.
Yeah. So yeah, I found CMDA my first year of med school here. And Dr. Armistead has been leading it since I've been there. And it has been truly like such a blessing, such an amazing community, people that just have such amazing stories to share and how God has like moved them. And I really love CMDA at VCU because I feel like they've done such a good job of having like weekly Bible studies every Wednesday that I got to take a part in. And then also during your non-clinical years, like now they started doing it on Sunday nights for some. And so, yeah, CMDA has been so amazing in just all throughout med school and different like times in my life where things have been harder or easier, just everything. So it's been great.
So you take this year off to do the Master's of International Health. What prompted you to do that?
Yeah, so I actually took the year off between my third and fourth to gain more insight into what I wanted to do. Like I talked about, I had always wanted to be a physician since I was younger. And I think I reached my third year and realized I actually don't know. I went through all the clinicals and I was like, I don't know exactly what I want to do. But I knew I wanted to use this year like well. And I felt like the best way to use this year well was really like concentrate on kind of what I see for my future. And I like obviously want to be a physician and I want to steward that well. And I want to share the love of Christ, like through everything I'm doing. And the opportunity to go to Bangladesh with Dr. Armistead came up. And through that, he was offering the international medicine course. And so I took that course and that kind of just kept going. And I decided to do the master's in it. And I thought it was just a way to use this time to concentrate and learn something new in what I hope to be doing in the future, in regards to like sharing Christ's love. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. I mean, so Dr. Armistead is, again, just such a, just a very dear person, Christ follower, loves Christ, has a heart for missions, as he was a missionary overseas for some time, came back, and now is serving locally there in Richmond and being a mobilizer. Now working with InMed. Now I know that's I know Nicholas. It's a great organization.
Yeah,
so many good things. But explain to those who may not be familiar with InMed. That's the organization you went with to Bangladesh.
So the Institute for International Medicine is for healthcare professionals. They can be nurses, doctors, PAs, and basically it's a, you can get your master's in international health or you can do other courses throughout it. And it's kind of learning how to really care for the marginalized people and really like work in different areas of the world. They offer a lot of different courses like epidemiology, ethics. And so you get a lot of cross-cultural talk as well, because the physicians, nurses, PAs, they can all be from all over the country. So, and like my most recent class was an ethics course, and it had people from India and then also people serving in other areas. And so you really get to hear about like what medicine looks like in different parts of the world. And I think it really is very informative, because no matter who you come into contact in the US with, like they're going to be from different parts of the world too. And it's like nice to be culturally sensitive. And also if you want to do missions and like go abroad, it's really nice as well, because you learn how to work in like low resource settings.
Yeah, no, being able to be have that cultural intelligence is really key, especially when you're traveling. So what did you do in Bangladesh when you got there?
Yeah, so we were at a mission hospital that's been there for a lot of years. I think it was like founded in, I don't want to misquote this, but maybe like 1960s or something. It's been there for a while. So we got to just work in the hospital and serve people, pray with people. I also, through the Institute for International Medicine, got to do a project there. So I got to do like a cross-sectional survey research while I was there in regards to like salt intake, because hypertension is becoming just a real issue there. But yeah, we got to just like love on people, be in clinic and pray with them and those sorts of things.
That's good. If people aren't keeping up with the news as it is today, Bangladesh is going through a really hard time right now. They've shut down, I think, the country, and they've had some unrest. And so it's definitely a challenging area, but a needful. And I know missionaries that have served there over the years. And so what a great opportunity for you to go and not just go and serve, but do so with other like-minded Christ followers. And Scott Armistead, Dr. Armistead is such an incredible man of God and does such incredible work. So you had that. And then you had, in addition to that, something called MEI, which is more directly even affiliated with CMDA. Do you mind explaining a little bit of what does MEI stand for?
Yeah, it's Medical Education International, correct? Yeah, I just want to make sure. Yeah, so I guess how I got involved with that is that someone, it kind of came about because someone posted in our CMDA group me, I think it was a resident, that they were looking for people to like come and join this trip to Cuba. And so at that time, I was on my year off and I hadn't been on a trip really dedicated to go like serve the Lord and be with a group of Christians in a while. And I can't pinpoint exactly like why, but I really just felt drawn to like for going on the trip. I like speak Spanish. So I knew that being able to use that there would be really incredible as well and practice it. And so I just like have a heart for the any like Hispanic population. And so, yeah, I reached out and decided to like hear more about it.
I should explain to our listeners and those watching that MEI is uniquely different, isn't it? Because it, you know, so often our medical missions deals with patient care, but with MEI, it's about reaching out to those who are the trainers, the physicians themselves in country, training trainers in a way. And it's different focus. It goes into educational institutions abroad and other places and does ministry in that form. Being a medical student still, what kind of role did you find yourself having on an MEI team?
Yeah. And I actually think that's why I love the idea of those trips, because you're really going there kind of like how they go twice a year and they've been going for over 20 years now. So it's like this continued partnership of showing them new techniques. So it's kind of like a residency, or like, it's cool in that way because it's educational and it's leaving them with more skills. But as a medical student, I got to work a lot, or I got to meet a lot of medical students who I still talk to, and like we have a WhatsApp and I'm still connected with them. But I got to give some like medical education talks, and just learn more about their culture and also translate for some of the talks as well. But it was a really great opportunity because I did get to give like educational talks to medical students too.
Okay. Yeah. So you're going in institutions with, you know, your peers, medical students at Cuba, you're having a chance to minister to them. So that's really important. I think it's just helpful for students listening to think, well, there are different ways to do medical missions. And the thing I love about MEI is it's a very sustainable model because, you know, patient, don't get me wrong, the work we can do with patients abroad is great, but there's not a continuity of care. Here, you're going to be influencing those who are going to be caring for patients for a lifetime in their lifetime because they live there. And so the kind of impact that peer-to-peer kind of ministry can have is long-lasting. I just think it's a great work and it's a great ministry. And yet a lot of students wouldn't necessarily see themselves fitting into that kind of opportunity. So I was glad to have you on the podcast to be able to explain and to help people understand how MEI can be a fit, can be an option, an opportunity for students. And if my understanding is correct, Alexis, I believe there's some good scholarship money even for students to go on an MEI trip. Did you get any of that money?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. Thankfully, yes, I did.
Good. And we can put that link in the show notes. It's easy to find on our website with CMDA. Alexis, one of the things I often like to say is, you know, we think we go on these medical mission trips to bring comfort to the afflicted, and that's true. But I often think the opposite is just as true, is that these trips afflict the comfortable. They change us. They impact us. They get us out of our comfort zone. They do something different. I know they have in my life. I'm a GHO team leader. I've led 20 plus trips, been all across the world. And I found as I've come back from those trips, I'm changed. I'm different. How have you been impacted from these trips? You're back now in the States. How have these experiences impacted you?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think sometimes it takes us like leaving our comfort zone and leaving like studying all the time and taking a step back, and I think going on these trips, it really does have, it makes you just like have time solely concentrated, like on the Lord and like why you're there. And with a group of people who are, like you said, like-minded, who are encouraging you and just making you remember like what the purpose of our life is. And I agree that I think I sometimes can look at it in a way almost like fasting, where it's like you are leaving your comfort zone to totally like be connected with the Lord and see how he can move and for him to really just show you what he wants for your life. And yeah, so I think that that was one of the ways that I think I'm still learning, is just that those trips are really, yes, you get to like help and you get to build these amazing relationships, but really God gets to like speak into your life and show that he's so ready to use you and he wants to use you. And so I love that.
Well, I know you've got a big future ahead, you know, residencies down the road here soon, and, you know, maybe fellowship, and of course you'll be practicing, and I trust that you're still listening to the Lord to figure out what the future holds for you. What would you tell a fellow student who might be thinking or wrestling about missions, but for some reason there's a speed bump in the way or obstacles? What would you say to them to encourage them to consider taking a leap of faith, a step of faith, to do something like this? Because, well, you've done it. You spent a year doing a lot of different experiences. What would you say to the student listening, encouraging them to venture into this mission opportunity? Even though, like yourself, I mean, there's still a lot of the story to be written. There's no certainty. I mean, what I'm trying to get at is you don't have any certainty that you'll be a medical missionary. But is that really the purpose of these trips? Is there more to it than that? And maybe, you know, say something about that to those who are listening.
Yeah, I think like one thing is, and I'm totally guilty of this too, but I think during medical school, we can get so caught up in grades and doing well in evaluations and getting to our next step and the residency we want to go to, the specialty. And I know I for myself have sometimes lost sight of like, what is my purpose on this earth? And I think that taking the time away and going on one of these trips reminds you also of what your purpose is on this earth. And like I said, like, I think God is so ready to use us if we would just like say like, yes, and take that leap of faith. And I think sometimes, yeah, it can be scary. Like sometimes you have no idea who's going on the trip, where you're going, where you'll be staying. But I think with that, like the Lord is like, do not fear. And I think he will bless you if you are like aligning your will with his and like going to share like the good news. Like I love the verse. It's like, how beautiful are the feet of those who go preach the good news. And that's so good. Like how beautiful are the feet of those who go preach the good news. And I think, yes, it can be scary, but God will honor that and God will bless that. And God will show you things that you have no idea that you might have not gotten experience if like you didn't say yes. And not saying that you can't experience those things like here, but I think that there's something special of taking that extra leap of faith and saying like, yes, Lord, I will do this for you.
Yeah, it's a good word. I mean, and if the Lord's, you know, like I think you said, not everybody can or will go on these mission, these overseas international opportunities. But if you feel the Lord prompting you, listen, right? And respond and be willing to venture into something that may be uncertain or different or new or uncomfortable. But it is, I found in my own experience, as I think you have as well, is God's got the best for us. He desires the best for us. And I've never felt let down or disappointed because I obeyed God. I'm very glad I did. And it often has taken me to something else unexpected that is even yet a further blessing down the road that I wouldn't have had the opportunity to experience had I not taken those steps earlier too. So yeah, that's good.
I agree. Yeah.
Well, I imagine like anyone who's experienced what you have going to Bangladesh and Cuba, you've got tons of stories, things that you probably, when you came back, people were like, Alexis, tell us how it went. And you probably thought, oh goodness, what, you know, it'd be like pulling up the dump truck of info and just saying, well, what, you know, there's so much, there's too many stories. So maybe just distill down maybe a story or two, something that you could share with us that would encourage us of how God worked in those experiences, either Bangladesh or Cuba. What would you say, something specifically, a person you met or conversation you had or thing you experienced that we could just walk away with?
So I think there are two things that kind of came to mind. One is the trip to Cuba with MEI. I met this medical student who I still like WhatsApp and video call like once a month. And we set up this medical resident cross-cultural WhatsApp where we are starting to do Bible studies once a month together. And that has been such an encouragement because I've gotten to hear from her because I asked her like, is it important like for us to come? Like, do you think it's important? And she just was like, yes, like it's so important and it's such an encouragement when you guys come. And so I think that was really encouraging to hear, because sometimes I think you leave those trips and like you don't really know like did like how like what happened. And I think it's cool with MEI that the relationships are just continually built, and I still get to like talk to her and hear about her life, and she's encouraged me in so many ways and so many different things, and like preached some really great words to me that I'm like, I needed that. And so yeah, I think that was amazing, and that was one of the things that really stuck out to me from that trip.
Good. Well, Alexis, I suspect, and I don't want to put, I am kind of putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
If people had more questions, would they be able to reach out to you?
Oh, yes, for sure. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. We'll put that information in the show notes, information about InMed, MEI, all of that, because yeah, people are going to want to explore a little bit, ask some questions, kick the tires, figure, you know, see what's out there, as well as the scholarships. We'll make sure that's in there as well, because that's a very important aspect in resourcing people to go as well. So, all right. Well, Alexis, thank you so much. Well, first of all, thank you for being willing to serve and to do the things that God has called you to do and being obedient to those things. I just appreciate your willingness to do that and being a testimony to others as they hear your story, to just to see that how God has honored that, and we'll continue to do that. Thank you for being part of this conversation, this podcast. Yeah. And for all you listening and watching, thank you for being a part of our time together. And I look forward to being with you all in the next episode of CMDA's Student Pulse Podcast. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Well, this is the time of the podcast where we share some things that you need to know. First of all, if you haven't done so already, make sure you download the CMDA Student Life app. Let me tell you, this is the place where we communicate, we give you the resources and everything you need to stay connected with CMDA. On the app, you can join CMDA. And that's one thing we encourage you to do. Stay connected with CMDA by joining. And here's the good news. As a student, joining is absolutely free. But the resources you're going to get are priceless. So stay connected with CMDA by joining. Also, through the Student Life app, there's resources for downloadable Bible studies. The podcast is on there. And all kinds of ways to stay connected and be informed about CMDA. So download that app and get connected. Also, one last thing that you need to know is if you want to stay connected with some of the more late-breaking news and information, we're on the socials. We're on the Facebook, the X, and Instagram. And so simply find us at the handle at CMDA Student Life, and we've got all kinds of information there as well. So as always, we look forward to talking to you next time on the next episode of CMDA's Student Pulse Podcast.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. CMDA's Student Pulse Podcast is a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the organization. CMDA is non-partisan and does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on Student Pulse Podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members.